A Dunedin data company has brought high-tech analytics to the dairy farm in an effort to help farmers detect lameness in cows. Powered by artificial intelligence software, Iris Data Science's cameras collect tens of thousands of data points from cows leaving the milking shed each day and use them to monitor the health of each cow. The company's adapted the technology it used when creating the world's first sheep facial recognition system, this time to help with the early detection of lameness. And it's not just an animal welfare issue. Lameness can cost the dairy industry up to $500 million a year and individual farms between $50,000 and $100,000 a year. The software called OmniEye Locomotion is being launched this week at Field Days at Mystery Creek. Iris Data Sciences co-founder and managing director Greg Peyrou is with us from Field Days. Kia ora, Greg. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us on today.
I'm curious as to why we had facial recognition software on sheep in the first place. How is that used?
We developed that a couple of years ago now. At the time, we really wanted to get ourselves known to the industry. The premise was that we were going to replace tags, that's electronic tags and plastic tags. The technology worked well, but the market probably wasn't quite there. And so since that time, we've gone into an agribusiness accelerator, and they've pointed us in the direction of the dairy industry. So we've essentially taken the facial recognition technology we developed for sheep and applied that to dairy cows.
But, of course, you're now talking about the whole animal. So how many points on it?
So the locomotion system we've developed, it creates something like 27,000 data points each time it sees an animal, as well as a video file.
That is incredible. Is it similar sort of technology to what they used in some of the movies, like the Lord of the Rings movies?
No, not at all. That's sort of more computer-generated stuff. This is a series of algorithms, stat models, and machine learning techniques, particularly deep learning, which is the neural network variety.
So what does the actual data consist of?
A lot of it is... First of all, we stand a camera up on an exit gate on a farm. It's just a standard CCTV camera you could probably pick up at any sort of computer shop. That's just a 2D set of a 2D video. We've actually just got a provisional patent to transform the 2D into 3D. And then along with that, essentially, the human eyes can probably look at a cow and they can work out whether its feet are tracking properly, whether it's got a nodding head, there's a curve in the spine and things like that. Having all the 3D points and all the deep learning, machine learning techniques and stat models, they figure that all out. But of course, they're able to do it with the benefit of not just seeing it once. It can basically process it very, very comprehensively. And as well as that, it's able to look at a bit of a baseline for an animal. So a lot of people might have a particular gait, and it may look unusual, but that's just the way they walk. And the same applies to a cow. So we can sort of figure out what's the normal gait, and then if something goes awry, such as it picking up a stone, it might start to walk slightly differently. And then as it gets sore or possibly an infection come along, the computer will say something's different here, and the locomotion score will start to increase. And it's about that time we'd say to the farmer, look, this girl's not walking the same as she did before. You should go and draft her and check her out. And quite often, they'd just look at a stone and she'd just carry on. There'd be no lost milk production.
So is it real-time assessing the animal's movement constantly? It notices change, obviously, or it reports change, but are the data points constantly analysing?
So it's sort of near to real-time. At this stage, our early farmers have said we don't need to do it in real time, so we record the video so that the system will uniquely identify each animal, click the video. We then calculate the locomotion scores, and we work on other things such as body condition, and then by the time the animal is next on the platform, which is often the afternoon, because a lot of farmers are on two sessions a day, at that point there'll be a flag to say draft her out and check out her left front foot or whatever it happens to be.
So within a day, it's going to be picked up?
Within half a day.
Yeah. Explain more about the deep learning and, you know, we're sort of getting our heads around machine learning and basically the more it sees and the more results, I guess, it can analyse, the more it anticipates, to put a sort of human term on it. When we get to deep learning, though, what are we talking about?
Okay, so there's lots of jargon and lots of different techniques, but essentially we're training, rather than sort of saying it's deep learning, I just like to refer to it in quite layman's terms, and then so I'll just use the computer. Essentially, we've got a bunch of professionals, and that's several vets and people who are experts in lameness scoring. They have been looking at lots of videos and scoring them, and we're using that to train a neural network to figure out what's going on there.
So it's getting human analysis, it's being programmed to the human analysis, but being a machine, the more it does, the more refined it will get and the faster it will be.
Yeah, correct. So we're continually updating and training the model. So as more and more cows come in and the data gets validated, we just keep improving the model. And that's how we're able to easily expand it out to, you know, more than just one farm. And we think quite soon it'll be able to become more general, and we can expand it globally. That's our ambitions.
What sort of uptake have you had from pilots so far, and what sort of interest are you getting, say at field days, but just around the place?
So I don't think I've talked so much in my life in the last 2 days. There's been lots of queues at our stand. So we've already met our targets as far as the pilots we wanted. We wanted to have 50. We've probably got quite a large waiting list. Because of the media coverage and so on, people have been finding us saying, we saw you on TV or on the Herald and things like that. And I guess the real plus for us, which we didn't expect, is that there's some rather large players, global players, who have basically said, we want to talk to you guys. And so we're starting to have private meetings with them.
Right. So you're about to hit a pretty steep curve upwards by the sounds of it. Does this have applicability beyond cows? Can it be applied to other animals?
Yes. So we actually started doing this in dairy goats, which tend to get quite lame, and they have a cow, particularly with a bobbing head. It could be applied to any livestock, in fact, to any animal. So we've actually had quite a few horsey people coming along and sort of saying, you know, if you have a lame cow, it costs $1,000, but if you have a lame horse, it's $50,000. So we are thinking seriously about doing it for horses as well.
I mean, I suppose in principle it could work on humans.
Yes, it could. And there's been it's mostly been sort of jokes about it at this stage, not from us, but from people that are passing by, but of course it could.
Yeah, and for people with certain medical conditions, if you were monitoring their progress or monitoring their recovery, it definitely could. Good for you, Greg. It sounds like you're going to be busy people for the next wee while. That's all good.
Very busy. Very exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg Peyrou of the company Iris Data Science. We've been talking about the OmniEye locomotion, which has been launched at field days at Mystery Creek and is going off, as they say, by the sounds of it. The ability to early detect lameness or any kind of change in movement, really, in cows.